Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside. Repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
From Showtime and A24.
We love most about Whitney.
Comes a new series unlike any other.
Well, where do I even start?
Academy Award winner Emma Stone.
I like how you fight for us.
Nathan Fielder.
Money doesn't really matter when it's about doing the right thing.
And Benny Safdie.
You guys are strong, right? At the end of the day, you're going to survive, right?
Next question.
New episodes of The Curse, streaming now on Paramount Plus, only with the Paramount Plus with Showtime plan.
A Big Spark Studios original.
Oh my God, and I'm out of life. It's, we really have to start.
Oh, now you'll
listen to us. Listen, okay, I have a Candy Crush addiction. Do not make fun of it. Don't.
I wasn't making fun of it.
You're making fun of it. Hey, everybody, welcome back to Unhinged with Chris Clemens, the podcast that beyond unhinged. Oh my God, this is like beyond unhinged with... Do we start this over? if you... don't want to ever miss out on another episode like this, make sure you subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts to Unhinged with Chris Clemens, as well as watch the video episodes up on youtube.com/Chris, and make sure to rate and review it. It feels like such a long time since we have recorded an episode, but I think it's just the fact that I woke up today and did not want to record an episode, and I feel like I said that last time. We're figuring it out. Today is November 17th. What? Oh, you gave me a look of like, don't forget to mention that. And I was like, what? I already fucked up something already?
No,
and it turns out I did like three things in a matter of 2 minutes. It's November 17th. We are a week and one day away from Thanksgiving. So we thought we would make this kind of that kind of a vibe. I know we did a Halloween special. We're not doing a Thanksgiving special, mostly because the holiday is rooted in just like genocide and theft of Indigenous peoples. But we did try and find autumn leaves. And you would think with it still having a week out from Thanksgiving, we would have found fake autumn branches. Wrong. Christmas. I don't fucking get capitalism at all. I'm like, bro, I would have bought so many fake autumn leaf branches and then returned them 3 days later. So maybe that's why they have Christmas. I got it. What else is new? Yeah, I just have a Candy Crush addiction. I don't know why. I re-downloaded it. I'm re-addicted to it. And it feels so good to say out loud. Like, oh, what a weight that's been lifted off my titties. But I have played it for 24 hours and I'm already on level 150. And I've spent $40. It is crazy. I've almost thought about calling my bank and saying that wasn't me. My child took my phone and doing like one of those things. And then I was like, no, they're going to find out that I'm a weed addict on the internet and do not have kids. So, yeah. With that, I just feel like we should get right into the episode. Before we get into it, however, I want to shout out a charitable organization that I think is great. And with it being a Thanksgiving holiday episode, I wanted to pick something that was for Native American and Indigenous people, since that is really what we should be focusing on. Since, like, this is like the mini rant if we like do one. The fact that, like, I'm now 28 and have what, a diploma and Wait, when you graduate high school, you get a diploma?
Yes.
And then you graduate college and get a diploma?
Yes.
And a degree.
Oh, a degree. That's the D I was thinking of. All right, so I have a diploma and a degree, which sounds like a sentence that does not fit me. I have a diploma and a degree, and I am so annoyed that, like, I just feel like everything I learned in school was a fucking joke. Like, what the fuck? Can we start a fucking class action lawsuit against public education or private education or the education system at large? Are you kidding me? Thanksgiving isn't about fucking pilgrims coming to America, the new world, which has already been the fucking world for some people. And then they come and they're like, they made turkey and they all held hands and so what they're grateful. Bitch, there's not even like a record of Native people being there. All you guys did was loot their fucking ancestors' graves and steal their food and kill them. Can you believe, like, we should at least get some kind of fucking refund for that. Like, at least my second grade. Oh my God, in kindergarten. Sorry. The charitable shout out I want to do for this episode, because of the real truth behind Thanksgiving, is called Warrior Women Project. You can go to warriorwomen.org/donate or go to the link in the description of this episode to donate. But the Warrior Women Project provides a forum for Indigenous activists to tell their stories for the benefit of future generations. And some of the organization's projects include the Peabody-nominated documentary feature called Warrior Women, as well as others such as the Water Protectors Community and the Warrior Women Decolonization Project. So be sure to check them out and donate if you want. I just think it's important. Like, yeah, it's good for a white person to be telling you this, but I think it's important to hear it from the people who are affected the most. And I just think that this is such an amazing thing, and I think the world needs more variety of voices out there, especially considering that a lot of people still don't understand the truth behind Thanksgiving. I could really go off on a fucking rant. It just blows my mind that, like, they were allowed to teach lies in school.
They've got to have updated that by now, right? Like, in school?
Please. I mean, fucking Texas is still teaching, like, yeah. What is that? Abstinence? I almost said substance. I'm just really looking for a nice joint when I get home. It makes me so fucking mad. Like, so for my job, I could just, I guess I did lie at my job too, huh? It's a real quandary now that I think about it. But that's just absurd. They should, so mad. Chris, move on. We're going to do the hot box now, where you guys can call in to 310-844-6459. And I went on Instagram, both Unhinged. Oh my God, Unhinged has a TikTok, Unhinged Clips. And I don't want to say I'm popping off, but we have almost 7,000 followers. Oh God, what is this episode? There is like crack sprinkled in here somewhere, but like not the addicting kind, the kind that's like, oh my God, stay away. Oh God, the hot box. You can call in. I asked you guys on Instagram to this episode. I asked you guys to call in about Thanksgiving horror stories, Thanksgiving, just anything, really. I know that you guys will pull through in any capacity. So, I'm getting the heavy emphasis that y'all really pulled through.
These were like the weirdest collection of ones.
You
we've
texted
ever
me about these last night. Yeah. Oh my God, and I was like, again. I was stoned at that point, so I was like, oh boy. I was like, out of sight, out of mind.
Well, it's hard too, because I want to tell you, I want to text you about them, but I can't.
I know.
I
wish. See, we're authentic here. Our authenticity through the roof. I don't know what is going on today. This is a mix of like caffeine, minor hunger, and alcohol. Thank you. Alrighty, we are the first call. Let's do it.
Hi, Chris. Okay, I have like a pretty insane Thanksgiving story.
The energy
so
already.
In like 2007, I was 6 years old, so I only kind of remember like what happened. We were all sitting at the table, like we had just finished dinner. We were all just kind of talking, going through Black Friday deals, whatnot. And my cousin was upstairs. He went to go to the bathroom, and he started screaming bloody murder. And he was like 17, 18 at the time, just like screaming bloody murder. So my aunt ran upstairs and was like trying to figure out what's going on.
These are so chaotic already.
Well, they made all of us go out to like the barn where the horses were, like the kids.
Oh, she's got a barn.
They had to call an ambulance to come get him and take him to the ER. and they took him out with a neck brace on. He was screaming, like, it was a disaster. Well, fast forward many years later, we're all talking about that at Thanksgiving because we, the kids, never got to know what happened. So my aunt finally tells us, because he is no longer around, like, we don't talk to him.
Oh, shit happened, blah, blah, blah.
He saw a video of one of his friends trying to suck his own dick. So he was like, oh, I'm going to try that. So went up to the bathroom to, like, try to do it, oh, see if he was flexible enough, and ended up breaking his neck. And that is why he was screaming bloody murder, because homie tried to suck his own dick and broke his neck because of it. And on Thanksgiving, like, just real number one dude. Am I right? Okay. I love you so much. I hope you have a fantastic holiday. I love you so much.
Thank you. What the fuck? In his defense, I will say, I think we've all been there. It happens. I mean, when you, yeah, I'm not going to go any further on that. I think we've all tried it. Have you?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think every, that makes me feel a lot better. I was like, okay, I'm really out on a fucking limb here, guys. But do you think, can someone back me the fuck up?
But I'm wondering whether or not he really just, like, how do you think he broke his neck?
Just trying too hard? I guess.
No, I think he must
have. Like, I know, like, from experience, I feel like you know the limit. I feel like you know your limit.
Yeah. But do you think he just thrust his head straight down?
No, I think he must have been, like, up against a wall, like, trying to prop his head or something.
Yeah, you know, where you're laying back and then.
No, I'm telling you, puberty as a boy is wild. Mm-hmm. I know. I mean, like, that's understatement for women, because I know that puberty for girls is, like, crazy. But, like, yeah, no, he definitely was doing some kind of, like, contortionist shit. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I mean, obviously, he's trying to suck his own dick.
But it's normal that you both know the
strategies. Yeah, I think we've all just been like, I wonder if we can.
Yeah.
I think it's just, like, male stupidity, really.
Yeah.
I need to conquer, like, everything.
It does put you in, like, a treacherous position.
Oh, it puts you in, like, I've definitely thought about, like, oh, my God, I wonder if I'll be found in my bathroom. Naked trying to suck. So I'm glad that this happened to someone and it's really deterred me. Not that I've tried it in maybe a decade and a half, but here, yeah. Thank you. I admitted more than I'd like to. Let's go. Thank you for your.
Hi, Chris.
Hi.
Let me tell you about my family's Thanksgiving tradition. So we have something we like to do every year called confessions.
Love it already.
So after Thanksgiving dinner, my family, like, goes around the table and we confess something bad or secretive that we did this past year. And this always, like, leads to the craziest story. And it always is the best when the confession story involves someone else at the table.
Yes, bitch.
Because there are no repercussions for the confession and no one can bring it up to you.
This is like a purge moment.
So, for an example, like, I confessed to my entire extended family that I got my nipples pierced when I turned 18.
Oh.
Or, like, my cousin confessed to shitting in the back of an Uber.
Oh.
Okay, that's my Thanksgiving story. Love you, son.
Love
Bye.
You. Thank you. That took so many fucking turns. Okay. Maybe I don't want to play this game with my family. I thought it was going to be like, I guess those are two perfect examples for confessions. Wow, I would never have told my family at 18 that I got my nipples pierced. My mom would be like, no, she'd be like, no, you didn't. Chris, you're a pussy.
No, I think it was like, she was confessing it as an older adult. Oh, when I was 18.
But it's from the year. It's from the last year.
Oh, yeah.
So why are you trying to make me look stupid? No, I think that that's a really fun game. Oh, my God. My brother and his girlfriend are hosting Thanksgiving with both of our families at their house. And my extended cousin or my extended family, which are my cousins and shit, are coming as well. And I am so excited because, like, I live for, like, a big family moment. Like, when on my mom's side of the family, she has four siblings, and one of them has three kids, one of them has two kids. And that's it, honestly. The other two siblings haven't had kids. But it's always fun being in a big dynamic. So I'm so excited to have, like, maybe I'll introduce this game. That sounds, and we get, like, loud. My brother's girlfriend's family gets loud, too. So, like, I feel like this is the story. They might even be louder than us, which is shocking. Louder than me, mostly. It's mostly, I don't know why I'm, like, hanging my family's dirty laundry out. I'm like, no, my brother's no, my older brother. And then, okay, everyone's like, Chris, what are you on today? And I'm like, Lexapro and Wellbutrin, bitch.
I like loud.
I like, it is fun, except for when it like does go on, like the event goes on for so long, and then your ears are like, you like step outside and you're like, wow, my Apple Watch said that if I was in that room for 30 minutes, I'd have hearing damage, and I feel it. I feel it. So I like loud too, but sometimes now I'm exhausted. I'm like, oh shit. I'm so excited to go home though. Anyway, hit me.
Hey, Chris.
Hey.
Sorry, I'm like sobbing. Anyways.
What?
I just dropped my boyfriend off for deployment a week before Thanksgiving.
Oh my God, they said you shot your boyfriend.
So I'm about to get
That's a relief.
Super fucked up for Thanksgiving. But I think that's really my only plan for this year. So yeah, love you. I love your podcast. Thank you for cheering me up in this very stressful and shitty time. I appreciate you, and I hope you have a great holiday as well. Love you.
Love
Bye.
You. Let me tell you, if you are alone on Thanksgiving, I have been alone on Thanksgiving, and by alone, I mean like not with my family. I was like in London 1 year studying abroad, so I like, yeah, I had like some good friends, but it was the first time that like, this is one of those holidays which I need to like not have this be because of like the history behind Thanksgiving. I need like, you don't need this day to like, I'm always like, well, I love it just for the food and being like, it's, I know I'll be able to see my family, but like, I should be able to prioritize that anytime. Don't know why I'm on this mini rant. I don't know. But oh my God, I am dedicating this episode to you. As if that helps at all. Nope. I mean, that I feel for anyone who is alone on Thanksgiving. Last year with the pandemic, I was almost alone on Thanksgiving. And that one would have been like literally just Andrew and me. And that was really kind of, like heavy. Like I know exactly, I mean, I may not know exactly how you feel, but like, I feel like I know what you're going through. And just don't, just lean into it. Don't totally allow yourself to spiral, or do. I mean, I don't know why I'm trying to tell you what to do, but like, make some can of butter, fucking throw it in some mashed potatoes, put on a movie. You don't need no husband. That's probably not the right thing to say. Yeah. You were like literally crying on the phone. I'm going to stop talking. I love you. I do. You got this. You do. I'm sweating now. Next.
Okay. Hey. I just heard the thing before this. I think it's so funny. Okay, anyways. Okay, so my Thanksgiving thing.
I don't know.
This isn't my story. It's my aunt's, but she's 2 years older than me, and I was there. So technically, we share stories. Okay.
I can't
understand. It was Thanksgiving.
This sounds like the spider voice memo.
And we were at our, family friend's house, and we were staying in this room, and then her mom comes in, and her mom's, like, super religious, and she's like, Catherine, get your ass over here, and we're leaving. And I was like, what the hell is happening? You know, like, that's the first time I heard this, like, 56-year-old lady cuss. You know, it's not that big of a deal, but I was like, oh my God. And so she's like, what's happening? Like, why do I have to leave? And, oh, she was like 10. I was like 8. She was like 10, and that was happening. Okay, anyways, so they left at fucking, like, it was pretty late. I honestly do not know when, but they left.
Land and the plane, honey.
The mom watched my stepdad, which is her son, snort a line of coke off of a plate. Yeah, and then, so she was like, you know, but, this is actually really fun. Oh my God. Okay, that's it. Bye. Happy Thanksgiving. Toodles.
Toodles. Wow, that was major spider voice memo rant vibes. If you watch a previous episode, I recorded a voice memo for a future rant, and I played it. It sounded exactly like that. So what happened? So the girl, Catherine, is 10. The girl who left the message is 8. Just a reminder, the other girl's 10.
It sounds like a math problem.
No, I mean, like, literally, it was, I live for whoever that was. I'm really not making fun of you. Or if I am, I mean, it's the same level of making fun I make fun of myself with. So don't take it personally. So the 8-year-old, the person who left the voicemail's dad, did a line of coke downstairs, and then the super religious mother came up to get her daughter and said, we're leaving.
Yeah, but I think the super religious mother was like a grandmother. She was the mother of the man who did the coke off the plate. Am I crazy?
She was the mother? No, I literally understood like every 7th word. So, Oh, so she was the mom of the guy doing the coke.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So she took her granddaughter and said, we're getting out of here.
Yeah.
Where the fuck is she going? I don't
know. Home.
Oh, yeah, I guess some people's grandparents, like, live in the same town as them. I was like, where? Back to New Jersey? And then I'm like, Chris, not everybody. Yeah. Okay. Thank you. These voicemails are giving this podcast its name in full form today. How many do we have left?
There's two more.
I feel like I need some cocaine to get through. Oh, my God.
I'm trying to think of which one do I want to play. I'm going to do this one.
Hey, Chris. My name is Kelsey.
Hi, Kelsey.
So, when I was in eighth grade during Thanksgiving break.
Y'all need to stop leaving these stoned.
I was reading the Twilight Saga because I was in eighth grade.
Of course.
And I was reading New Moon. And spoiler alert, when Jake or Edward leaves. And it broke my heart.
What happened?
So much that I think I had my first, like, depressive episode and bawling my eyes out every day. And then my grandma told my aunts and uncles. My grandma told my aunts and uncles that a boy had broken up with me because she couldn't explain it. And I was irrationally crying to a book for more than, I don't know, 10 minutes. So, there you go. Happy Thanksgiving.
The happy Thanksgiving. And that has to do with Thanksgiving where?
She was at Thanksgiving.
Oh.
She was reading the book and she was crying in front of all the family.
I missed that it was at Thanksgiving. Oh my God, that is iconic. That is iconic. And that is also the most single person thing I've ever heard.
She was in eighth grade.
So, everyone I knew in eighth grade was in a fucking relationship, and there I was, the fucking virgin. Okay. Wow, that's so funny. So stupid. So funny. Speaking of Little Miss Bev, I'd like to thank them for sponsoring this podcast episode. Now, if you don't know, Bev is a female-founded canned wine brand on a mission to transform the alcohol industry as we know it by creating a voice for women where there has never truly been one, and doing so in a kind and approachable way. And I love quite literally 100% of that sentiment. Now, they have 6 varietals: Rosé, Sauv Blanc, Pinot Gris, Pinot Noir, and they recently launched their Sparkling Rosé Glam and Glitz, which I am drinking. Not only is their wine super delicious and refreshing, but it's also dry, crisp, and a little fizzy. But on top of that, it has 0 sugar, only 3 carbs, and 100 calories. I mean, hello, will you marry me? That is, for the record, not the sound I make when I drink wine. It's more of a... Exactly. Another thing I love is that each can is approximately a glass and a half of wine. So sometimes I just don't want to open a whole wine bottle because, for instance, right now I'm thinking about the 2 open wine bottles that are in my fridge and have gone bad. Yeah, not excited about that one. But with Bev, I don't ever have to worry about that. Again, will you marry me? Especially with the holidays coming up, Bev is amazing for, say, if you're invited to a holiday party or you're going over to someone's house for Thanksgiving. Guess what? Bring a 4-pack of Bev. People will kiss your feet. Unless you're not into that, they will not look at your feet. I don't know what's going on with your feet. I don't know why I brought them into the picture. So sorry. As if it couldn't get better, you get 2-day shipping straight to your door, and shipping is always free. I mean, literally, I'll drink to that. Oh, my God. Almost just poured it all over myself. Now, if you want to be just as drunk as I am this holiday season, go to drinkbev.com/unhinged, and they are giving 20% off your first purchase plus free shipping on all orders. I highly recommend the ladies' night. It's a perfect trial for all of the different varietals they have. I also do love the sparkling rosé. I feel like I'm sparkling, baby. Now, again, if you want good-ass wine and free shipping, go to drinkbev.com/unhinged to get 20% off your first purchase. You can also find them in Target, Total Wine, BevMo, and a bunch more other places. Thank you so much again, Bev, and I'm back to the episode. What's the last one?
Yeah, well, I technically have 2 more. Do you want to do one more?
Let's do 2. I don't think I'm doing a rant since I feel like I just did one.
Okay.
Hey, Chris.
Hey.
My recommendation for Thanksgiving type things is to put your turkey, like, how do I explain it? Close the turkey legs or tie the turkey legs together, because if not, then your fucking turkey is going to look like a motherfucking whore. Because one year my grandma was like, my grandma's daughters were like fighting and stuff like that, so she didn't want anyone to feel bad. So she's the one that usually makes the turkey, but she went somewhere else so she wouldn't make anyone feel bad. So she wasn't there to make the turkey, so my aunt made the turkey. And they forgot to fucking tie the legs together. And when they took the turkey out of the oven, that bitch looked like a fucking whore. Like, her legs were spread open and shit. So, yes, if anyone is doing a turkey by themselves this year, tie the legs. Okay, bye, Chris. Love you.
Bye, love you. Thank you. Wow, I can't believe the Barefoot Contessa called in to tell us not to have our thing look like a whore this year. Okay, I'm going to say this not during a voicemail. Y'all need to enunciate on these calls. If you're going to call fucked up, I encourage it. But you've got to try and make an effort. We can't have any more spider voice memos on this bitch. Oh my God, it's...
These are the most legible ones.
We should do a compilation of all the ones that just like didn't.
You don't understand. There were so many weird ones.
I don't even know what that one said. Like, something about the turkey looking like a whore because its legs were spread.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you got it.
Okay, guys. I don't know why I'm getting fucking attacked right now. I'm just trying to hear what the sweet, kind person said who was also on, what, 45 milligrams? I feel like I could literally guess what these people are on. Like, someone was on a rosé for sure. Same girl. Yeah, wow. Okay, tie the legs closed. I have much different advice for me, but that's perfect.
What's your advice?
Oh, my legs are open. Mm-hmm. I'm waiting for anything. Just literally anything. A leaf to blow, to get blown. Who knows? All right, last one. Or do you have five more?
Hi, Chris.
Hi.
I'm going to tell a story from one of my favorite Thanksgiving memories ever.
Loving.
So it was my Nana. She was sitting in the kitchen, peeling her potatoes, cutting her carrots, all that jazz. And she's a bigger, heavier set woman. No big deal. Love her. Icon anyway. And then my uncle, his name was Carl. Great name.
Love the details.
He literally comes over and he always had this weird joke where he like would flirt with my grandmother, even though he was married to my grandmother's daughter. I don't know. It was weird and he's weird and we don't talk to him anymore, but that's another story.
Yeah, no, that adds up. That tracks.
Anyway, he comes over to my grandma and starts like, you know, stripper dancing, giving her a lap dance. And because of the weight of the two of them, the plastic-ass chair that she was sitting in collapsed and broke, and everybody had a panic attack because, you know, my elderly, overweight grandmother just, like, hit the floor with a grown 6'3" weirdo man on top of her. Anyway, she was fine. I mean, she's dead now, but, like, not because of that. Anyway, thanks. Love you.
I swear to God, every voicemail I think is going to just go somewhere else and it just stops. Like, anyways, that was the anecdote. Bye. Oh, my God. That sounds like a page right out of my family's book, minus the weird uncle. It's like instead of a weird uncle, it's just like a fun uncle. Oh, my God. See, but we have that dynamic with my Nana where like she like when I remember when we. Oh, my God. Not that my Nana's listening, but if she knew that I ever told this story, she would probably. I don't know what she would do.
She'd fall out of her chair.
No, she... Only if our uncle was on top of her. So we have this kind of dynamic with, like, my mom's side of the family. So my Nana, like, when we got into college, she was like, oh, make sure... Because NYU, so, like, NYU was the Bobcats. And so she was like, oh, I'm going to come and help you move in. I'll get my bikini on and everything. And we just, like, joke like that. And then she's like, how's college? I'm like, oh, Nana, I found you, like, a paw print Bobcat bikini in the bookstore. And, like, I don't know. So that anecdote was everything. I loved that. That felt like my mom's watching. She's like, don't say it. Don't say it. I'm like, it feels like I'm at home. But it really does. That sounds like exactly like my family. Oh, my God. I'm so excited to go home. Can I go home? Just kidding. Was that it?
Yep.
That was it. Thank you, everybody, for calling in and sharing / slurring all of your fun Thanksgiving anecdotes. I really enjoyed it, those that I could understand. Before we carry on with the rest of the episode, I want to thank one of the sponsors, which is BetterHelp, for sponsoring this podcast episode. If you don't know, BetterHelp is an online, affordable, and professional counseling service, and they will assess your needs and match you with your own licensed professional therapist, and you can start communicating with them in under 48 hours. Now, with BetterHelp, there is a broad range of expertise available, which may not be locally available in many areas, which is great because this service is available for clients worldwide. Now, because BetterHelp is committed to facilitating great therapeutic matches, it is free and easy to change therapists if needed. That's something that I find very important with finding a therapist, is that it should be somebody who you gravitate towards and feel comfortable and open talking to. And I love that about BetterHelp. Now, because BetterHelp wants you to start living a happier life today, they are offering our listeners 10% off your first month by going to betterhelp.com/unhinged. That is BetterHelp, HELP.com/unhinged. Once again, that is BetterHelp, HELP.com/unhinged, where you can join over 2 million people who have taken charge of their mental health with the help of experienced professionals. Thank you so much again for BetterHelp for sponsoring this video. And before we get back to the episode, I want to thank another sponsor, which is Dadgrass. And I love that these are back to back because both CBD and therapy are incredible ways that I personally prioritize mental wellness. Now, because their 100% organic pre-rolled joints are filled with very low THC and high CBD, you're able to enjoy the effects of CBD while keeping a clear head. And I'm pretty sure I've talked about this also, but I love smoking Dadgrass during the workday because I do work from home and I do love the effects of THC, but sometimes it gets a little much and I get sleepy in the day. But with Dadgrass, I just have a clear mind all day, but I'm not as anxious and I'm not overthinking as many things. Oh, I just love it. Now, all Dadgrass products are federally legal for ages 21 and over, and it ships right to your door anywhere in the US. And whether you're looking for a new buzz or a chill way to enjoy an old favorite, Dadgrass will leave you with a euphoric mood. That was my voice representation of a euphoric mood. Thank you. Right now, Dadgrass is offering our listeners 20% off your first order when you go to dadgrass.com/unhinged. That is dadgrass.com/unhinged for 20% off your first order. What is that? You need the link? dadgrass.com/unhinged. Back to the episode.
This episode is brought to you by the Weather Channel app. Did you know the app can help you forecast more than just the weather? With allergy tracking and flu risk mapping. So you know when to stay inside and load up on podcasts. As well as air quality and UV indexing. So you know when to get outside, load up on sunscreen and podcasts. Forecast more of what you love with the Weather Channel app.
Since I already kind of did a rant, I figure let's get into the main bitch. And that is, I feel like this is going to be controversial, even though it's like, no, it is. Thanksgiving foods, okay? We all have our favorites. We all know exactly the shit we don't want to even make eye contact with. I figured compile a list of a bunch of Thanksgiving classics, staples, etc., and I will just give my hot takes on them. Or maybe I'll like, I was going to rank them, but I think I'm going to rank something in the next episode of this podcast, so I didn't want it to be too similar, but is this episode weird today? Yeah, it is. But like, is it unbearable weird? Yeah, it is unbearable weird.
No.
Got it.
No. This thumbs up for good.
Oh, I thought that meant yes. No. It is. Yeah, no, Sam, well, me too. No, me well, fucking too. Me
now
fucking
it's more on the line.
All right, fuck you all. the first food we have up is, someone wrote turking. Turking. So what is turking, guys? I'm just kidding. The first thing we have is turkey, and I go in between on turkey every year because sometimes it can be just drier than what's going on down here. Other times, that shit can be so like, so good, especially like with some gravy. But I think that's on this list. It is. Turkey, I don't know. She's like that bitch that I'm like, ugh, if there's room on my plate, I'll have a slice. But like, I don't, are you guys turkey people? Is there anybody who's like, I love the turkey?
Yeah, it's like the main star. It's like the star of the.
But do you actually like it?
I mean,
boring.
It's boring. It's dry. It's dusty. It's washed up. Like, let's fucking use some tofu or something. Oh, grunt. What? Did someone have something to say?
You gotta cook it in its juices and flip it, and then you get all the moisture in it.
Yeah, I do that still. It still dries the fuck out.
You gotta cover it up and let it get moist.
I know. Thank you, Rachel Ray. Thank you. I'm gonna say turkey is like not necessary. There, I fucking said it. I just don't think turkey is necessary for Thanksgiving.
So you want to cook like a huge cube of tofu instead?
Oh my God, and throw some gravy on that bitch? 100%.
Like a turkey sized.
Oh my God, I'm going to get a giant tofu block and get like a chainsaw and like chainsaw turkey. Yes.
Oh, carve it like, oh
God, like carve it like, ice sculpture. Like wood carving. Yeah, exactly.
But you keep the legs closed.
Oh, I will tie the legs. Don't you worry. My tofu turkey will not be a whore. next up, stuffing. I mean, 10 out of 10. 15 out of 10 would fuck. Like, I mean, not all stuffing. Not all stuffing. My mom's makes, like, hands down the best stuffing. I don't care. Having discovered that I have a gluten intolerance, this Thanksgiving might be very different and difficult for me. But I'm going to attempt to make a gluten-free stuffing in my mom's style. And I'm so excited. She puts hot Italian sausages in it. You don't even know. You don't even know. Maybe I'll bring some back.
What's her recipe? Do you have it or is that secret?
I do. And it's a secret. Okay. No, I'm pretty sure it's like on a box or something, but she does like two different things different. And they matter. They matter.
Here's the one thing I'll say about turkey is my family puts the stuff.
Turkey's behind us.
Yeah, no.
You put it in the turkey.
That's what I'm saying.
We do both. We have like in turkey stuffing.
Yeah, that's why I'm
Or maybe we used to do that.
Because that's the best stuffing though.
No, the stuffing that goes in the casserole dish, that goes in the oven. Mm. No, because then it gets crispy. And then there's softness. You know, I mean, like, we can't talk about this. I will like actually ejaculate.
Have you had stuffing muffins? Stuffing muffins?
What the fuck is that?
Well,
you take the stuffing and put it in muffintons?
Yeah.
No. We like literally can't go down this route. We cannot go down this route. I will do that this Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Like,
it's so good.
Text mom. Stuffing. I'm not even kidding. Can we put stuffing in muffintons this year?
Oh, and you fill the center with gravy.
Oh my God. And then text mom.
Ooh, how do you put mashed potatoes in it?
And then we could put gravy in the center.
And then mashed potato.
And then mashed potatoes as frosting. Ah! Oh my God, I just sent. And then we could put gravy in the center and the mess.
Yeah.
Because I just started screaming. And mashed potatoes as Thanksgiving cupcakes. I know my video for this week. Justin, I'm going to put my tongue down your throat. I mean, no, I'm not. This is a workplace. I would never... HR/ I shift from HR or from the legal team to HR. I'm like, everything is fine, you fuckers. Sorry, I have to text my mom this because she's the one who has a memory. Like, she'll remember this. I won't. Oh my God. I literally, guys, that video might already be up on my channel. I'm not kidding. That might be the video this week, Justin. Oh my God, guys, Justin's my filmer. Have we made that clear?
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah, feel free to answer.
I don't know if we made that official yet, but...
Oh, well, no, I think we have. You're the only one I'm texting. Okay, next up... Oh, my God, we only have... This is only the third. Mashed potatoes. Only if they're garlic. I am not... I don't know. I feel so indifferent with mashed potatoes. Like, I like them, but I'd rather have French fries. Is that weird? Or, like, hash browns?
Like, that's your favorite form of potato?
Yeah, like, I like a crunch and, like, some fried shit in there. Like, I like that.
What about mashed potatoes with, like, the skins? You know what I'm talking about?
I think that's, like, worse. Okay. I'll eat it still. I'll still fucking eat it with skins. But, like, I definitely, if we're going to do mashed potatoes, no skin.
I think for Thanksgiving, I'd like one of those, like, small boiled potatoes.
You know what I'm saying? Like, never. I never want one of those. Like, even a baked... sorry, not to shoot you down, just, but, like, bang, bang.
No, Sam's doing it too.
No, I'm going to say I'm in for mashed potatoes. I definitely do put them on my plate. I just wish it was a hash brown patty from McDonald's. There. Next up, gravy. Absolutely must needed for mashed potatoes, for turkey. See, gravy is the reason for the season. No, it's literally not. I shouldn't say that. But gravy is the reason that I put so much different shit on my plate. Because, like, mashed potatoes, I'll have... if there's gravy. Turkey I will have if there's gravy. Stuffing, I get conflicted about because I love the stuffing so much that I want it just like virgin. But then I also want it flooded in gravy. I am such a fat ass. It's crazy. Like, this isn't a bit. Like, this is how passionate I get thinking about food. Yeah, gravy's a must have. Must, must, must. Next up, pumpkin pie. Absolutely. Probably one of the best pies. I'm not a pie person. So that is my stance. Thank you. Yeah, I'm not normally a pie person because of like baked fruits. I just don't like the consistency of when like fruit is baked.
It's like your banana thing.
Like the softness.
Just the texture, the mushy texture.
Like, yeah, when bananas, did I talk about that last time? How mm-hmm. I gag? Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Yeah. About how like when bananas are like too brown or mushy, I'll like gag.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's exactly how I am with dried fruit. Like it just feels like a slug. That's what I imagine is like a slug, like an apple, a baked apple slice. I could vomit eating. Like blueberries I can do because they're smaller, but blueberry is like the only bitch that I can really have baked. Otherwise I just, it's, I don't know what it is. Oh, which brings me to apple pie. No. Literally, no, not no. Well, no, the full thing is a no because the only thing I would eat is like the baked dough at the top because it would have some cinnamony like goo. Yeah, see, that's the shit about apple pie I can fuck with. But I can't do the apple.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Like, I like the cinnamon. I like the sugar. I like all that gooey, doughy shit. But I can't even eat dough anymore. So, like, everything's the fucking worst. And then we have pecan pie, which, yes, yes, yes. Honestly, I don't even think we need the pecans on top. I love the filling. I know you don't. I don't want to hear your opinion right now. The filling on pecan pie is, like, brown sugar, butter, and what? Like, cinnamon? Or is there pecan in the filling? Do we know? None of us know. Got it.
No.
Do
it, I like it.
I love pecan pie. Oh my God. I had it 1 year and I was like, I don't think this is for me. And then I took a bite and I was like, bitch, pass the plate. I was like Brenda Song on Disney Channel. I was like, pass the plate.
Don't they make gluten-free pies? Like, are you going to be able to eat pie?
No, this Thanksgiving's definitely going to be a new world. If we're calling anything a new world, that's what this is going to be. Like, yeah, it's going to be really interesting. Like, gluten is just in everything. Like, dairy intolerance was, like, one thing. Having a dairy and a gluten being worse, I'm like, okay, we're having ice cream today. Well, like, it's just the way it's crumbling.
I feel like I get confused because I know there's, like, a ton of vegan pies, but that's different.
So vegan is no animal byproduct. Gluten-free is no gluten. And so a gluten-free vegan pie would have no gluten or animal byproducts. So it's, like, literally just dust from a library. Mwah. Like, it's being gluten-free and trying to be vegan is so fucking impossible. And people are going to be, it's not impossible if you try hard enough. Shut up. Cranberry sauce. Fuck that bitch. Fuck her till she's... No, that's a crazy sentence.
Oh, my God.
No, that was too far. I fucking hate cranberry sauce. I fucking hate it. It's disgusting. It's gross. The shit that comes out of a can, don't even look at me.
You just make it homemade.
Shut the fuck up and mute the mic. Shut up!
You kick it on a skillet and you stick punch in him honey, in the face. And it is amazing.
HR, yes. I don't give a shit. Punch him in the face. Punch him in the face. Cranberry sauce, there is a zero tolerance for cranberry sauce. When I have my own household, there will not be a drop of cranberry in there. I don't give a fuck. If the Queen of England is coming and she specifically requested it, I'll say, drop dead, bitch. No.
I'm making you cranberry sauce.
Stop. I hate cranberry sauce. Oh, my fucking God. Ugh. And especially the shit in the can and people slice it and it's like a fucking cranberry jello patty.
It comes out like the shape of the can.
Oh, with the ridges.
Yeah,
like
with the indents.
And I'm not sitting here like, ugh, canned cranberries. It's all terrible. The homemade bougie shit. Fucking awful. Ugh. God. Sweet potato pie. Don't really know what that is, but it sounds like I would love it. It seems like it would be like a pumpkin pie. They probably put like cinnamon, sweet potato with cinnamon. Blah. So I'm going to say, yeah, into it. I'm down to try. I'm here for it. Sweet potato casserole with marshmallows. No, never been a fan of this. Never understood it. Let's have the sweet potato casserole. Why do we need to put dessert on top of it? Isn't dessert coming? Do you guys like this? Like, I don't understand why this continues to get made year after year. Like, let's make sweet potato fries. And then let's make s'mores. Like, fuck. Ugh.
It seems like one of those weird, like, ancient recipes from, like, the 1950s that just...
Oh, I thought you were going to say from, like, Mesopotamia. And I was like, you know. I don't think they were doing that. I don't think they were like, our sweet potato casserole with marshmallows is ready. But, like, yeah, I don't... It's got to be, like, one of those, like, weird, like, World War II, our husbands are away.
Well, you know how they used to cook, like, marshmallows in, like, inside of, like, Jell-O with and Jell-O stuff
mold.
Like that? You know what I'm talking about?
I know they would put, like... They would put fruit.
They make, like, savory Jell-O.
Ew. I've never heard of that. But also, is that a video making savory Jell-O?
No.
I'm gonna put, like, bacon bits. Oh. Let's make bacon Jell-O.
Okay.
Let's fucking die.
Yeah, I'm down.
I'm going to say, yeah, sweet potato casserole with marshmallows, hard pass. Just not, there's just so much more you could do with those ingredients than make a casserole with marshmallows on top. What? Especially with, like, the rest of the meal. It doesn't make sense. Anyways, candied yams. I always hear about people having these. I don't think, is there a difference between a yam and a sweet potato? Are they the, we don't know. No one knows. That's my main question. If you know, please let me know. I would love to know. They can, like, be there, I guess. Although I just don't love, like, candied.
They can be there.
I don't like candied. Like, the only thing candied I like is, like, dessert. Like, I don't like this whole, like, candied bacon. Ugh. Give me fucking bacon. You know, like, candied. Yeah. Give me just a yam. I don't even know what a yam is, but, like, I'd rather have that than, like, a sugary. Ugh, I just don't get that. Like, if I'm going to eat a vegetable, I don't want it to be, have, like, the nutritional value of a dessert, because then I would just eat dessert. You know? Am I wrong? Am I wrong in thinking that? That if I'm going to be eating a vegetable, it should taste like a fucking vegetable and not a cake? I would just eat a cake. Crazy, I know.
So, Chris, in the United States, the term yam and sweet potato are used interchangeably, but they are completely different vegetables. Yams are starchy and have rough brown exterior, while sweet potatoes are a New World root vegetable, have a softer reddish skin and creamier interior.
Oh, God, don't ever say that phrase again. Creamier interior? I don't ever want to hear that again. Dinner rolls? If I wasn't gluten-free, yeah, hard 10 out of 10. Erect 10 out of 10, in fact. I can't really eat dinner rolls, but I still can appreciate, what was it? Their creamy interiors. I love it when the dinner rolls are creamy and so gross. No, dinner rolls slap anytime the Hawaiian rolls. Mm. Oh, my God, the potato roll. Oh. We only have a few more. I know you guys are like, we don't care, Chris. I already know what I like and what I don't like. Collard greens. Love. Oh my God. Now that is a fucking dish. Oh, I just love collard greens. It's like a little soupy vibes, but like, I know it shouldn't be soupy, but like every time I make them, there's just extra broth and shit. And I'm like, it's a soup. But is there thunder? Did people just hear that?
Yeah, it sounded like thunder, but I'm sure it is not.
I was like, all right, guys, this is over. I've got to go watch lightning now. I love watching. Did I talk about that? It lightninged and I just sat in my driveway on a blanket watching lightning? Like, what kind of fucking Amish person shit is that? Oh, look at the lightning.
Well, you only get it like once every
year. I haven't seen a lightning storm, I feel like, in years.
Yeah, it doesn't happen
very
often.
That was crazy.
Often.
When that happened, our power went out at our building.
I remember you. We have talked about this.
Oh, we did.
God, this podcast is just like, people are like, yeah, no, Chris, you told us to subscribe for new episodes. These are, might as well be recycled. Collard greens, hard, yes. Same with mac and cheese. I know mac and cheese is like hit or miss with some people in terms of making it for Thanksgiving. But I'm not talking like the Kraft mac and cheese, because I mean, that shit. Ooh. I Kraft mac and cheese just till the end of time will go off. Like boxed mac and cheese. Doesn't have to be Kraft, I guess. But mac and cheese on Thanksgiving, I feel like a lot of people do like the baked in the oven, lots of cheese. I live for that shit. I don't surprisingly love the crispy top layer of it. But that's only because I like mac and cheese when it's like gooey and like not wet, but like.
No.
That was a risk and I took it, okay? I'm an artist.
That's why I don't wear the headphones.
You're like, I know what you do. You're very similar to me. You have the intelligence of a five-year-old. Yeah. I love mac and cheese, but I don't... Or breadcrumbs. Ugh, don't put breadcrumbs on your mac and cheese. I just don't understand that. So I like mac and cheese that's like that like homemade kind of butter and cheese and shit. But like I don't like it when people like try and make it gourmet. Like mac and cheese doesn't need to be gourmet. Like the box mac and cheese is like perfect. Oh, everyone's gonna be like, Chris, you are trash. I'm like, I know. Green bean casserole. Oh my God. Big fat yeah. Big fat fucking yeah. I don't know if this is because like my mom knows how to cook really well, but she makes bean green casserole. No. And even my little brother, like that's all he'll eat. Like his plate will just be green bean casserole. And I'm like, what? And he's like, I'm healthy. And I'm like, girl, there is cream yeah. soup in that bitch. But it is so good with some fried onions on top and mixed in. Oh, the best is when you mix them in at the end. Then, right, like, as you put it in, or, like, in the casserole dish, you put the fried onions and you just do a light mixing so they don't get soggy. And then you put it in the oven. And then they get a little soggy in the oven. And then you take it out just before it's done and put a whole layer of fried onions on top. Mm. And then you stick it back in and it gets crunchy and gooey. And oh, my God. The fact that this podcast is still going is so fucked up in the head. And then lastly is cornbread. Yeah, that's an easy yes. I will say with cornbread, you need sweet butter. There is no exception. You know, like the butter that has like sweetness. So fucking stupid. But I think that's like the only way to have cornbread. I mean, no, I will eat. Well, can I have cornbread? Does cornbread have corn flour? Oh my God. I might have to like streak through the offices right now if cornbread is gluten free. Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God. I didn't even think about that. So yeah, that's my wrap up of all of the common Thanksgiving foods. Now that I've done it, what a stupid fucking segment. We won't do it again. Ah! Oh my God. It's some secrets. I think we have to put this owl down. I don't think she's panning out. I thought it was fun at the beginning. Now it like literally exclusively gives me a heart attack, which then I think in turn gives listeners heart attacks.
It makes you feel better, Chris. You can make cornbread without gluten.
It doesn't.
So it's both.
It doesn't make me feel better. I'm still having a heart attack from the owl being thrown. This is the part of the podcast where before we close it out, we reveal some of your guys' dirty laundry. I've revealed some of mine. Time to return the favor. You guys can submit anonymous secrets in the link in the description of this episode, as well as every other episode. Keep it anonymous. It stays anonymous. But then I read them. And these are about what? Ways you fucked up Thanksgiving? Or I don't know why I look to you. I always look to you. What did we say these were? Just Thanksgiving?
They're about Thanksgiving.
Okay. Yeah.
They're across the board.
Thank you so much for that helpful update. First up, we have my aunt had horses. And one year on Thanksgiving, I rode one without a saddle and didn't tell anyone. And the horse bucked me off and then ran away. And I never told anyone that I'm the one who let the horse out. They never found him. Jeez. Alrighty. Well, that was fucking sad. They just thought the horse was like, I guess they just wanted greener pastures.
I hope it's not real. Maybe it's not a real one.
But maybe it is a real one. And that horse found other wild horses. And now they're like, Yes. They grew wings and they're flying. And like, we don't even know. You know, don't be such a pessimistic person. It's really bringing down. No, I'm kidding. I'm the biggest pessimistic bitch there is. I've been seasoning my white mom's Thanksgiving cooking since I was adopted. Love her, but that bitch can't cook. Finally went off to college and I can't save her this year. That's such a wholesome secret while also completely throwing your adopted mom under the bus. Or your adopted mom, yeah. Right? Yeah. It made it sound like I was that they adopted her. Maybe they did. Who knows?
Aww.
I don't judge. I know. Isn't that like fucking adorable? Yeah. Good for you, though. Why didn't you just like fully teach her, though, to season food? It doesn't matter. It's not your problem this year. During our busy months, aka Thanksgiving and Christmas time, I used to steal from my work and would take cash out of the register. I had to buy my weed somehow. Shit, I was balling. Only my best friend knows this and I don't feel guilty. Fuck corporations. Hashtag stick it to the man. I can't really disagree with that. if I had the balls and I was still working for a big company, you know, I might actually rethink that, thinking about how much security footage is in like a Target, say. Do you know how many, do you ever look up in stores and like, just like, you're like, if I were to steal,
oh, just all of
how many cameras would I be on? There are so many. It is crazy. So good on you for being able to steal that shit. Especially the cash register. What the fuck?
Ooh, and the secret shoppers.
The what?
The people they have, like, who walk throughout the store pretending to be customers.
Is that a thing? Yeah. Oh, fuck this. I'm quitting the internet. I'm just going to be a fucking secret shopper. That's my dream. You're just, like, undercover the
it's
whole
like
day?
Loss prevention.
Oh, my God. I could be on, like, fucking a solid 30 milligrams and just be in a Target. That's what I do normally, but I don't get paid for it. Oh, my God. Wait, Siri, remind me to, hey, mom. Next up, when I was 18, I fucked a 47-year-old man for $300. Listen, we've all been there. I was visiting my sister for the week, so I just said, fuck it, because I had never seen it. No, you literally said and did, fuck it. But I ended up finding out that it was my sister's boyfriend's aunt's husband. That, wait, what? Found out it was my sister's boyfriend's aunt's husband. So you're like second uncle removed?
Aunt
maybe
husband.
Not removed?
Why would you just say uncle?
How?
What, aunt's husband?
My sister's boyfriend's uncle.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sister's boyfriend's. I'm so bad with fucking family trees. Sister's. It was her sister's boyfriend's uncle. How do you find that out? Wait, aunt's husband? And. He's fucking an 18-year-old. You might want to tell Aunt Lydia that something's going on. Wow, that... So did y'all see each other at Thanksgiving?
Oh, is that why...
Is that on Thanksgiving? Wait, what does this have to do with Thanksgiving? Are you just flexing that you fucked your sister's boyfriend's uncle? I'm confused. I'm pretty confused. Next up, I took a massive shit in one of the bathrooms and everyone blamed it on my great-grandpa. Taking that to the grave, but now y'all know. Okay, do you think you're special for taking massive shits? Own that. Literally own that shit. Own it. Like, especially if you're with family. Something weird is going on in your household and I don't know, but I'm going to find out. After Thanksgiving one year, I fucked my cousin's ex-husband in my cousin's bed. What?
What?
Let's just say too much spiced rum and a lot of regret later. Yeah, that adds up. You fucked your cousin's ex-husband? In your cousin's bed? Ugh, you guys are fucked in the head. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of... Oh my God, I don't even have the effort to get through this. Like, what the fuck, guys? What are you all doing? Huh? What you should do is subscribe to Unhinged with Chris Clemens wherever you listen to podcasts. And if you want to watch video portions, go to youtube.com/Chris and be sure to rate and review and have a great Thanksgiving. And also, teach your family about the real meaning of Thanksgiving, since our teachers fucking didn't.